soul-stealing magi.
Flesh-eating creeps.
Yeah, it's just another day at the office for the madhouse. My werewolf partner and I attempt to keep the peace without being torn to pieces. Weep at the wonder.
Howl at the horror.
And keep the light on. It's gonna get dark. This is the 100-handed.
Lost Souls. Episode 13, Brother of Jackals.
Careful with those bodies. They're fragile.
Have here, Catherine, a slaughterhouse. Clever.
It works for me. The workers keep quiet, and I've even managed to hire some of them to bring me a rarer product, so to speak. You took a risk coming down here from your little tower. The madhouse must be hopping mad trying to figure out where its lost Imagomancer has gone off to.
The reward far outweighed the risks. Do you have what we spoke of?
Follow.
Fairly blatant, isn't it? Chopping up bodies in broad daylight like this.
It's a wonder what you can do when the police chief is concerned for the physical safety of his daughter.
You risked breaking the pact? We aren't supposed to lay a finger on children.
Nothing of the sort. The daughter's in her 20s. Perfect leverage.
Good. Good. After my trip to Sundown with that idiot Calloway, I'm not keen on running into any Imagomancers anytime soon. How'd you keep the police out of your business?
The chief's daughter may have been infected by a disease that I may have concocted, the symptoms of which I may be able to alleviate.
Devious.
What can I say? The chief considers me a miracle worker. In return, I only asked that he help me keep my honest, humble meat processing plant discreet.
Cold in here.
I lost most of my equipment in the last madhouse raid, so I've had to resort to more vulgar means of preserving my projects. I suspended the vessel within a refrigeration unit, while adding custom modifications to get the specs up to snuff. Naturally.
Naturally.
This is one of my finest works. I learned a lot from working on Project Vellum. Could have learned more, had the madhouse not taken V from me before I had time to complete my work.
I don't care about how the Imagomancer stepped on your toes, Flesh Carver. Show me what I came for.
For a woman that works with the mind, you sure lack tact.
Catherine, the coming weeks will be crucial. If the madhouse discovers what we're up to, we'll need an edge. Prove yourself to the 100-handed.
As you say. Ahem.
It's cold.
The vessel needs the spark of a psyche to animate it and keep it going. Until then, I can't risk degradation. I work more closely with the natural world than most magi, and It's full of microbes and microorganisms that are just as hungry as the most ravenous creep.
This creation, tell me about it.
This particular carved is 300 pounds of muscle, 7% body fat. Lung capacity increased to 3 times that of a top-performing swimmer that I managed to get my hands on during the last Olympics. Enough fast-twitch muscle fibers to make champion powerlifters look like they're playing with inflatable balloons. And, as a personal touch, I was able to lift the somatic reflex arc from the star-nosed mole.
A mole.
A star-nosed mole's average reaction time is 8 milliseconds. The average reaction time for a human being is 166 milliseconds. The mole is faster than most creeps, for that matter.
Impressive. That manic glint in your eye tells me that's not all.
I've been playing around with troll's blood. This vessel has a regeneration factor.
Vulnerable to fire?
That's the beauty of it. No! Fire, acid, the body will process those injuries like any other. Are you understanding what I'm getting at?
You want to know if I know what I'm doing.
If this goes wrong, he'll kill us both before we have time to blink. This is by far the best form I've put together. Nothing comes close. Not even Project Vellum. I'll ask again. Is he yours?
Let's find out.
The mind of an Imagomancer. It's stunning.
Where can I put it?
Hand it here. What? I'm not going to steal the damn thing. I have no use for a soul. Barely have use for my own. Like you asked, I've crafted a small groove where we can insert the receptacle. There we go. Now for the wound to seal up. Just waiting on your touch.
As I drew closer to the carved, the air around me grew colder, and I don't think it was just because of the refrigeration. I had spent countless hours breaking Michael's will. This was the moment of truth. Did I have control over one of the most dangerous Imagomancers to step out of the doors of the madhouse, or was I about to meet a swift, painful death? I breathe into you the ruins of a castle found only in dreams. The laughter of a child stolen off of her lips. The kiss of a witch given freely as a gift. Spark of life. Matter-controlling mind. To my will, I bind you. I am your mistress. I command you, you shall never refuse. This body I give you, this life. You'll serve as my shield, my cudgel, my knife. The last thing I give you, I give you my breath. Now stir from blackness and wake from your death.
Incredible. I've never worked on a collaboration this complicated before. His face. It's shifting.
He's taking on the features of the man he was. What's he saying?
How am I to know? He must still be making a mind-body connection. Still, I'm quite pleased at how he turned.
Enemy.
Let her go. Release her.
Oh, God. Oh,
God!
That should answer your question. He obeys me.
You're the angel. You're the golden voice that led me through the wasting world.
I am. I have another task for you, if you'll obey.
I kneel only to you. I am your shield, your cudgel, your knife.
I am your mistress, your muse, your life. Rise, my champion. The man you killed today in the Wasting Land, kind Eric, I need you to hunt him once more.
The man I killed. I remember now, in the Wastes, I have hunted him many times.
He will be more dangerous this time. He will have weapons and magics. Can you do this for me?
The fox will never shy from the rabbit.
Good. Set a trap and wait.
I can't believe we're doing this, Eric. A campground gets attacked. So what? Probably some troublemakers from the Unseelie Court got bored, tore the bastards to pieces.
Yeah, I hear you, Terry. I hear you. It's beneath us. But you know the game. You gotta find the survivors. If there are any. Put this thing down. You don't get to ping the Gloomwatcher's radar, then get off scot-free. That's how we keep the creeps and spell slingers in line. You geared up?
Got my muzzbud. Tended up with banish bullets. Any dueling baddie out here is going to get a face full of magical shot.
I know what the banish bullet tat does, Terry. I'm kind fucking Eric.
Yeah, hotshot. What about you?
Inkblade. All I need, baby. Everything else is for kids and pussies.
Show off. Didn't old Michael used to use Inkblade quite a bit? I heard he was practically a fucking legend with that thing.
Not enough of one, evidently.
Still can't believe we could only get one to two apiece.
I suppose that's why we're really here. Solomon's running low on regents, so they send us on a grocery run to pick up more.
Doesn't make sense. Sol usually always has enough.
If I had to guess, might have something to do with drafted Thomas coming back from her nap. Can't believe they'd waste so much on her.
I heard she hasn't been doing so well.
That's one way of putting it. After what happened in the training grounds, I bet Solomon is burning through all sorts of regents trying to find a spell that won't go haywire when she uses it. And that means less for the rest of us. Pathetic. The madhouse has gone soft, and it'll be the death of us all.
If you say so.
Yeah. I say so. Let's go.
Welcome to Camp Blue Sky. You ever do camp as a kid, Eric?
Nope.
I did. Long time ago. There was this Emily chick who almost burned.
I don't care.
Just trying to lighten the mood, man.
Let's just enjoy the silence, hmm? Nice and quiet.
The cabins are dark.
I can see that, Terry.
You know what's really weird?
Fucking kill me.
Like it's a little past January, you know? I get Texas doesn't get too cold, but who goes out of camp at the start of January?
I don't know, Terry. I don't know. Maybe, just maybe, they use the opportunity to get away from people who ask fucking obnoxious questions all the time so that they could get some peace and goddamn quiet.
Oh, you're telling me to shut up, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Look at that cabin there. I think there's something wrong with it.
Now What gave it away, Terry? Was it the giant trail of blood leading through the broken doorway and into the dank cabin?
Well,
please don't answer that. Door's practically off the hinges. All right, whatever did this, it's either big or strong or both.
You know, that blood trail looks like a red carpet under the right sort of light, but I can't say it's the most inviting thing I've ever seen.
That's the life, Terry. You can't just join the madhouse and play with all the cool spells. Christ, I swear the New Inklings have no iron in them.
I've got iron.
You're practically anemic. I'll let you take point. You need the experience.
How generous of you. Some kind of leak? Oh, stench.
It's blood and human waste. You got an extra flashlight?
Here. Oh, sweet Jesus.
He ain't gonna help you in this line of work, kid. I'm pretty sure God's left this world far behind.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Hey! Hey, come here! I get it. You ain't seen anything like this. It's disgusting. You know what, though? That doesn't mean you drop your weapon and lose your head. You've got a tat that specifically imbues bullets with imagomantic energy. You know what that means? That means if you leave that shoddy behind, you are a lost lamb in a forest full of wolves, kid.
I...
You ever do some shit like that again while we're partners? You won't have to worry about the creeps gutting you. I'll take my ink blade, and I'll do it myself.
Digging into my stomach.
Damn right it is. The ink blade is sharp enough to make obsidian look like a butter knife. Pick up your weapon. If you're gonna be sick, do it out of my sight, but keep your fucking weapon on you.
But what if... whatever did this is still here?
Then you'd better stay inside with me and all the corpses, shouldn't you?
The kids?
Yeah. What can you tell me?
What?
Look at them, Terry. What can you tell me about what did this? Here's a hint. You might have to get up close to a few of the bodies.
Oh, God.
Now, like I said, Big Daddy's not home. It's just you and me and the slaughterhouse we call our world. What do you see?
The heads are all bent or funny. They're broken. They look like little broken dolls.
Mm-hmm. And what's that mean?
Attacker probably doesn't have claws or teeth. It's more likely humanoid in form. The only blood is from that one corpse, and the cut is clean. Way too clean.
Good eye. That also means, among other things, it may be smarter. Less instinct-driven. And at the very least, it may be able to improvise weapons.
But most of these look done by hand, other than a few. The outside looks way more chaotic than in here.
Oh, good, kid. Good. We'll make a drafted out of you yet. So it's a strong son of a bitch, whatever it is.
Is it a troll? Or a bomb?
Both of these are cannibalistic, and none of these vics have been chewed up. None of the entrances have any excess damage to the threshold frame.
So, if it was one of those, it'd be too big to fit without damaging the entrance.
Bingo. So we're dealing with something a bit larger than the average man, but with a ton of strength. And intelligence.
What if it's not that strong? I mean, these are all... well, they're young.
Not this fellow. Camp counselor. Probably 18 years old. Kid looks like he was on his way to being a linebacker for UT or A&M. Now he's nothing but a rag doll.
Do these bodies look organized?
You're right. They're all posed, bent into position.
Hang on.
Where are you going?
get a better view from this bunk bed. The bodies, it looks like they're contorted to spell something. Job 3029.
I have become a brother to jackals and a companion to ostriches. Job 3029.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Job felt desolate, abandoned, alone in the wilderness. This is interesting indeed. Seems our aggressor has a psychology. Come on back down.
Hear that?
Sounds like something being sharpened.
Where's it coming from?
Shut up! I can't tell with you talking. It's coming from outside.
This curtain's in the way. All I see is the cabins.
You don't have to narrate every move, Terry.
I don't hear it anymore.
God, what could it do?
That sounds
Terry! Like... Terry! Get away from the window! Shit!
Fuck!
It's gone clean through!
Get it out of me!
I do that and you bleed out in 15 seconds! God, he's got you pinned to the wall! Jesus, what a throw!
I don't want to die!
Alright, stay calm. Stay calm and we'll make it through this. Clear the mind. Find the center. Check the environment. Impaled partner. Still has a shotgun. Kerosene lamp burning on the wall. Several windows. Bait another attack. Use the opportunity to get a glimpse of this assailant. One of these bodies should work.
Oh, you're heavier than you look.
We'll just prop you up next to this window. After my assailant took the bait, I gave a quick peek through the window. Standing near the campfire was a man about the size of a refrigerator. He wore nothing except for a black executioner's hood draped over his head and a loincloth. Muscles rippled across his body like snakes coiling underneath tan bedsheets. Shadows cast madly about him. I couldn't see his eyes, but I felt his gaze burning into me. Nearby, Terry was pinned to the inside of the cabin wall by a makeshift javelin. Broken butterfly in this entomologist's box. When I turned my attention back to the stranger, he was gone.
Fuck! He's fast.
Is he gone?
He's still here. Keep a hold of that shotgun.
Why?
Because, Inkling, death is a mercy in this line of work. He's above us. On the roof.
You are the tattooed one.
And you're the brother of jackals? You don't look that tough. You ever faced off against an imagimancer with an ink blade? Not exactly Cicero, are you?
You talk too much.
And you paid too little attention to your surroundings. A tip for the next time you come crashing through a roof in an attempt to look like a badass? Don't turn your back on the man with a shotgun, even if he's dying. Burn the tattoo, Terry!
Mars and Ares. Blessings, Phyllis. God's support.
Give me more. Vanish.
Did I do it? God, Eric, it hurts. Burning the tattoos has hurt so bad.
You did a good job, kid. Damn good job.
Thanks. I see it's beautiful.
Hope for the glimmer. Hide from the gloom.
How?
Fucking way. The stranger in the executioner's hood pulled himself up. The hole in his side looked as if a crocodile had taken a generous chunk out of him. The glow of imagimantic energy did a firefly dance in the gore of the wound. Tendons and organs began to knit themselves together in a wet lattice, sealing the injury up.
The hair nibbles at the jackal.
The tat can take down a fucking troll. Just what are you?
Unkillable.
I watched in horror as the monster posing as a man ripped the spear and hailing Terry out from the wall. Terry screamed in pain. Before I could even react, the man had stabbed the spear into Terry 3, 4, 5 times.
Terry!
The spear in a wide, vicious arc.
I was supposed to bring one hare back alive. That falls to you.
Bring it, jackass! If you thought a cheap shot like that would work, you're out of luck. And don't think I didn't notice that hitch when you threw the javelin. You ain't healing correctly. Not totally. You bastard! Too slow, asshole. You seriously thought I'd fall for that? No way in hell am I just gonna keep the distance between us closed. I'm gonna bleed you inch by inch, even if it takes all night. We'll see how fast your regeneration keeps up.
A snare for the hare.
I saw it too late. Loosely gathered around my right foot was a length of the intestine I'd just torn from his belly. The man in the executioner's hood gripped his length of gut, then pulled it taut and yanked. The world went sideways. My head caught the corner of the footlocker. A galaxy of stars exploded inside of my head. And I lost my concentration. The ink blade flickered out, then vanished.
I will take you back to the mistress, the mother, the muse.
You tell the whore that sent you that we're gonna find her. And when we do, we're going to make what God
you
did to the Egyptians look
much.
Like a fuck.
I do not wish to listen to you the entire way back. She shall be pleased with this offering. Come, rabbit, we shall skin you later.
The Hundred Handed is a Madhouse Radio production, created and written by Tom Trest, directed by Brooke Pilafon, theme music by Ian Flores, sound engineering by Tom Trest. Featuring the voice of Kimberly Gates as Maya, Steven Cruiser as Michael Washington, Gage Richter as Evan Wexler, Brooke Pilafon as V, Cynthia Cruiser as Catherine, Joey Chance as Kind Eric, and Anthony Hutchins as Terry.